sunrise on the churning wastes was a terrifying glory. Each morning, the gypsy scouts watched it from their station on the keeper's gate. First, the cold air took on the warm scent of salt and sand. Then the sky was washed in deep purple, shot through with veins of red, twisting and spreading out on a flat horizon that stretched forever past the low hills that marked the Weimar Way, leading into the desolation of the old world. And in that moment before the sun rose red and angry as a fist, the world went silent and still. Today, in the heart of that moment, a brown bird dropped into the watch captain's net. He unrolled the tiny scroll it carried and squinted at it in the crimson light from the east. Then he whistled his men to third alarm and watched the front guard magic themselves to slip into the morning shadows. He hastily coded a note to Adric, the first captain of Rodolfo's gypsy scouts, and passed it to his birder. "See this to Seventh Forest Manor," he said. Then he climbed down the stairs to the base of the massive closed gate and stood to the side with his arms crossed. A metal man in robes approaches from the west. This was most irregular. General Rodolfo's metal men worked at the library, and their leader, Isaac, was the only one of their lot who wore robes. The watch captain scanned the road that led down from the jagged stone hills to the west. That winding road came from only one city. Windweir. Now a desolation because the Androfrancines couldn't leave well enough alone. They'd brought back Jum'Yazir's 7 cacophonic deaths, and the spell had been their undoing. An entire city and its order snuffed out, ending their long guardianship of the light, the knowledge of the old world that had fallen to the same spell 2,000 years before. And now, it seemed, the metal man who had cast the spell and doomed the Androfrancines approached his post unannounced. "Most irregular," he said out loud. He watched the road, picking his men out easily despite the magics that concealed them. Each was a quiet, individual wind that gently moved the blades of grass and the pine boughs as the invisible scouts slipped into position. During the war last year, he'd been a lieutenant and he'd run with his men. Now, the double-edged blade of promotion set him apart from them. And with the promotion came a new assignment here in the mountains that divided the old world from the new. Birds flitted across the massive stones of the Weimar Way and the wind shifted, carrying the sound of metal footsteps. A robed figure limped into sight, wheezing and bubbling. One of its jeweled eyes hung by a strand of gold wires and the other rolled listlessly, its shutter bent open. The watch captain stepped forward, ready to bark orders. Rodolfo would have the head of any man who failed to help his friend, and the metal man Isaac was more kin than friend to the gypsy king. But he hesitated. "Brother Isaac?" The metal man looked up. Its voice burbled as its bellows wheezed. "My name is Charles," the metal man said in a watery voice. "I am the arch-engineer of mechanical science for the Androfrancine Order in Windweir. I bear an urgent message for the hidden Pope Patronus. The library is fallen by treachery. Sanctorum Lux must be protected." With a click and a clack, the mechanical collapsed into a pile of steaming metal, bits of it sparking and popping. The watch captain shouted for another bird and whistled his men in from the forest. High above, a kin raven circled.